But I have a question for you, sir.
Yes.
Reach back into the depths of your mind and ask yourself
a question.
The question is this: how bad is the DMV?
Oh, the DMV.
Yes, the DMV. What does DMV stand for? Demonic Motor Vehicles. You went to Michigan, am I correct?
Yes.
You went to Michigan a while ago, and then...
And I didn't file myself a change of address.
Yes. So you were out of the state, you went poofta, and you were gone.
As far as they were concerned, I disappeared.
Off the face of the earth. Now, you had a car before you left.
And so, of course, disappearing these days is illegal.
Oh,
so.
Of course, right.
So.
Now, you left this car in the care of your mother, correct?
Yes,
I did. This car went poofta as well.
Yes, and it got towed away.
Towed away. Mm, nice. She didn't pay the payments.
Didn't pay the payments. And as a result, I find myself faced with huge, gargantuan fines and a suspended driver's license when I come back to California.
For doing nothing at
all. For doing absolutely nothing.
You didn't file a change of address. You left. You came back. Nothing happened. And they gave you fines up the ass.
Ding.
Do you have a number for these fines? Was it 2,000? Was it 3,000? Was it 4,000? Was it 5,000?
Ding, 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 ding.
$5,000. Fred, tell him what he's lost. $5,000.
That's right, folks. He's lost $5,000. And in return, he'll get his driver's license.
If he's lucky.
Now, we know, folks, that this item is usually something that goes for $20 down at the DMV. But because this gentleman moved to Michigan without filing a change of address form, he gets to pay $5,000.
You mean we... for a driver's license, they don't use their fucking common sense and figure that you moved?
That's right.
Wow, they're geniuses.
So, you came back to California with a big ass fine, and you were naturally very surprised.
Yes, of course.
So, what's the first thing you did when you found this really nasty letter?
I got into an accident.